Republican Poughkeepsie Mayor Rob Rollison is running for a second four-year term. He faces Democrat Joash Ward, who is new to running for elected office. I spoke with Rollison about the state of the city. Is the city better off 4 years later, right? We ask this of the country, we ask this of the municipality as well. And your answer is, I'm assuming yes, but why?
It is because the city is in much better fiscal straits than it was in 2016 when I first took office. You can see the change in direction of the city. You can feel it, you can hear it. I think a lot of people feel that way as well. And that's just not me saying it as, you know, candidate Rollison. It's Rob Rollison, city resident, that these are different times here in the city. It's a much different place than what it was prior to me coming into office. And I just want to be crystal clear on one thing. It's not about me. It's about people that work here, people that feel good about the city and who are investing in the city. But one of the things that we did, because a lot of these things just wouldn't be possible, is we needed to get our fiscal house in order. We needed to create budgets that were realistic. We needed to make sure that we controlled our spending. We didn't overestimate revenues and underestimate expenses. So the three budgets that we've done since becoming mayor have been balanced, have come in with surpluses at the end of the fiscal year, which is, you know, January to December 31st. So that shows you the stability of the fiscal part of the city government, because if you don't do that, then all these other things that you want to do or are asked to do are very difficult to accomplish.
A recent audit shows the deficit dropping from $13.2 million at the end of 2015 to $7.1 million at the end of 2018.
As we started to unwind where the deficit was accumulating from and identified funds where monies were moved from that caused the general fund to flip upside down, we were able to get the city council to approve a plan that was created by the city administrator and the finance commissioner, a deficit reduction plan, committed monies within the budget to move that over back into those funds, and therefore that deficit has dropped and the auditors have certified that.
At the end of September, State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli released fiscal stress scores, and Poughkeepsie was categorized as being under significant fiscal stress. Rollison believes the deficit decrease will help move the city out of this category. Plus, he says the scoring methodology changed in Albany, and categories such as sewer and water funds, where Poughkeepsie has healthy fund balances, no longer counted in the latest stress scores. If elected to a second term, Rollison says he would maintain fiscal stability in the budget and city government and continue some initiatives.
7-day-a-week Department of Public Works in the city. I don't know any community our size and in this area that has 7-day-a-week service. And what that does is gives us the ability to clean and do all the other things that we need to do 7 days a week. We were losing the battle for cleanliness coming in on a Monday, and the weekend would just, in certain weekends, worse than others, depending on the weather. And so, you know, regular sanitation operations in the Main Street corridor, picking up the garbage cans, making sure the parks are clean for events, that's really important. And it has also helped cut down on overtime because now, you know, we have employees in 7 days a week. Public safety, obviously, is the top priority to continue the downward trend in crime statistics, you know, 50% since in 10 years and 50% again since 2016 is really, that's an important validation of the community and keeping the department as close to full strength as possible, right? Because we lost down to 79, and that, as I said earlier and said previously, that was a really difficult time for the city. And those are things that inspire confidence within the community. If it's safe, you want to come here. If it's safe, you want to move here. And we're seeing that. You know, we're seeing this real increase in interest for people not only wanting to develop and invest here, but people who want to move here. And then, Allison, it is, you know, one of the most important things is our relationship with the school district. A brand new superintendent in a situation so similar to what I found when I got here. You know, needing to rebuild just the basic infrastructure of government, the basic infrastructure of the school district. He and I have developed a friendship and a partnership that will only get stronger as time goes on.
Following turmoil in the school district and low graduation rates, Dr. Eric Rosser began as superintendent of the Poughkeepsie City School District this year. He and Rollison recently announced they are partnering to launch the Poughkeepsie Children's Cabinet to create a shared vision and so-called cradle-to-career agenda for child development in the city. The city, with far more Democrats than Republicans, has elected a Republican mayor continuously since 2008.
The race for me is about Poughkeepsie. It's about the community in which we live and love, to continue to make government responsive to the needs of this community and all of its citizens. I've heard way too much of the tale of two cities, a north side, south side. That's not me. I'll never conduct myself as someone, as an elected official, that is, in many respects, I think, trying to divide the city for political gain. The purpose of someone wanting to be an elected official is to help unite, not divide. And that's what I've always done.
Rollison's opponent, Democrat Joash Ward, has labeled Rollison's reign a tale of two cities, the north side and south side, as the mayor referenced. Both Rollison and Ward say they want to unify the city, and Rollison takes exception to Ward's allegations that he has ignored the north side. Rollison's phrase for the city during his first term is, "The buzz is back."
My position is, I will always do what I can for the city of Poughkeepsie, because this is the place that I love and the place that I live, and I take the job as mayor very seriously and hope to have the support for another 4 years, because term limited, can't do any more than that, which is a good thing, and let someone else be able to come into a city government and find it in a much better place than I did. To leave it in a situation and in a place where you can flourish with its success. We spent a lot of time doing that, and it's been the best possible job I could ever wish for.
Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Poughkeepsie.